In Iran, the tally in the presidential election is shaping up in favor of the hardline candidate. It's the wee hours of the morning there, and the ballots are being counted in the most hotly contested presidential election since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The vote was a runoff, and it now appears that Iran's former president, Hashemi Rafsanjani, who is considered a relative moderate, will lose to the mayor of Tehran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, an ultra-conservative. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us now from Tehran. And Ivan, tell us what you know about the results.
Well, the initial figures that we're getting from the Interior Ministry has put out some reports that about 60% of the vote appears to have gone to Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And we're hearing from members of Hashemi Rafsanjani's campaign. He is the opposition candidate that they are conceding defeat. These are the first announcements coming from some members of his campaign as well. It does appear to have been a landslide, 60% of the vote.
Does it appear that there was an especially big turnout?
The figures that have been reported on one of the Iranian wire services coming out of the Interior Ministry suggest perhaps a bit lower than 50% of the eligible population voted, which is a bit lower than what we saw last week in the first round of voting, where we've had figures of upwards of 60%.
Now, in last week's first round of the presidential vote, there were charges of fraud, also of voter intimidation. Were there similar accusations about today's vote?
There were accusations. In fact, there was one Interior Ministry official who claims to have been arrested for several hours after he complained that officials from a rival government institution, the Guardian Council, that they had been affecting and intervening in the voting taking place in a polling station. And you did have reports, you had the Interior Ministry announcing that it had stopped temporarily voting at several polling stations around the country because of reports of some kind of election fraud. They said that there had been reports that some of the state security forces, the Basiji, had been intervening in some of the polling stations. And this was a complaint coming from at least three of the seven candidates that participated in last week's first round of voting. Accusations coming that the Guardian Council had been using state security forces to stack the vote in favor of the apparent winner, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Now, considering that the supreme leader of the country is not elected, he's a religious leader, and there are many appointed, not elected clerics who wield great influence over the country, is this election seen as a very important referendum on Iran's future, or would the country, according to most Iranians you hear from, generally go in the same direction regardless of who's elected?
Well, I think a lot of Iranians think this is an important referendum on the future. Ahmadinejad has been campaigning as a man of the people, promising to help poor Iranians at a time of economic hardship here. But he's also been campaigning on the rhetoric and some of the slogans of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. That's in sharp contrast to Rafsanjani, who campaigned as a moderate, though he was one of the architects of the revolution itself. He was promising to expand ties with the West, to relax social freedoms, to try to bring in foreign investment. So some of his supporters, they frame this as a battle between development towards the future and going backwards towards the austere days of the Islamic Revolution.
Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome, Robert.
It's NPR's Ivan Watson speaking to us from Tehran about today's presidential runoff.